Sefer Names through Parsha Frames here. For Parsha's Lech Lecha, we'll be looking at the Sefer Damesek Eliezer by Rav Eliezer Hager. So the Pasuk in Parsha's Lech Lecha and Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Beis, says, Vayomer Avram, Hashem Elokim, Matitin li, Vanochi Holech Ariri, Ven Mesek, Meshek Beisi, Hu Damesek Eliezer. Hashem, what have you given me since I'm going childless? And the steward of my household is Eliezer of Damascus. Rashi explains that Avram was saying that his entire household is really sustained and supported by Eliezer, whereas if Avram had a son, that son would be appointed over his possessions. So there are really two Rav Eliezer Hagers, both known as the Damascus Eliezer. One is the uncle and one is the nephew. So in the dynasty, it really all stems from the Baal Shem Tov. Eventually, there was Rav Menachem Mendel Hager, who lived from 1830 to 1884. He had a son, Baruch Hager, who was known as the Imre Baruch, who lived from 1845 to 1892. He had a son named Yisrael Hager, who was known as the Avos Yisrael, who lived from 1865 to 1936. The Avos Yisrael had four sons. One of them was Baruch Hager, who was the Rebbe in Saret and Haifa, was known as the Makor Baruch, who lived from 1895 to 1963. And then another brother was Eliezer Hager, who is known as Damesek Eliezer, but Baruch Hager had a son who he also named Eliezer, who is the Rebbe of Saret Vizhnitz in Haifa. So the most recent Damesek Eliezer lived from 1924 to 2015. Like I said, he was the Rebbe of Saret and Vizhnitz in Haifa. He lived in the Ramat Vizhnitz neighborhood. He took over for his father of Baruch, and his grandfather was the Avos Yisrael. He made Aliyah in 1947. He was arrested by the British forces. He was detained. After being freed from prison, he was only a yeshiva student. He enlisted in the Haganah, the pre-state Zionist militia. He saw active combat in the War of Independence, including fighting around Kibbutz Ramat Yochanan. He was even wounded during battle. The more recent Rav Eliezer Hager was very popular even among secular Jews because he served in the army. He was willing to accept visitors from all walks of life, including women. He had one son and two daughters, his son Yaakov and two daughters. One of the daughters apparently married a member of the Neturei Karta, but he still remains in touch with that daughter. But the uncle, Rav Eliezer Hager, the son of the Avos Yisrael, so he wrote a sefer called Damesek Eliezer al Torah. In the Hakdama to that Sefer, it says that in World War II, much of Rabbi Eliezer Hager's Torah was lost, but he called the Sefer Damesek Eliezer because the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Chesam Abiz, says that why was Eliezer called Damesek Eliezer? Because as Rashi quotes al Torah, he was Dola Umashke Mitoroso Shel Rabo LaAchirim. He was able to pour and draw from the Torah of his Rebbe and give it to others. Now, this Rav Eliezer Hager did not have any children of his own, and so his Talmidim became like his children. And we know the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin and Daf Yotes that anyone who teaches someone Torah, it's as if he's given birth to him. And so this Rav Eliezer Hager, called Damesek Eliezer, he felt that by teaching Talmidim Torah, it's ki'ilu, it's as if he's having children of his own. And actually, one of his brothers put together the Sefer as a collection of his writings because he didn't have any children to do so. So we'll just quote one pshat, interesting limud, that the Rav Eliezer Hager has in Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Sefer Damesek Eliezer, which is, in Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph, the Pasuk says, His halach lefanai ve'yasamim, right? Hashem is telling Avram, walk before me, and you will be tamim. So Rav Hager notes that the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Yud Zayin Tes Pasuk Aleph, says, Ashrei tamim ederech, Ha'ochlim b'toras Hashem. Praiseworthy are those who walk tamim in the ways of Hashem. So what does that mean? So he explains that anytime one is traveling to get somewhere, usually the travel is a means to an end. It would have been better if I didn't have to travel at all. I'm trying to get somewhere, have a destination. So there's really no purpose or meaning to the travel itself without actually getting to the destination. Whereas, when one is traveling for the sake of a mitzvah, the travel itself is transformed into a mitzvah. And then the mitzvah itself doubles, because there will be the mitzvah of traveling, and then the mitzvah of doing the mitzvah when you get there. So says Rav Hager, this is what the pasuk means in Tehillim, when it says, Ashrei Tamimei Derech. How could it be that someone is praiseworthy and considered a tamim just for traveling? It must be that is only someone who is HaHolchim B'Toras Hashem. So Ashrei Tamimei Derech, who's considered even a tamim on the derech, someone that's praiseworthy and be considered righteous even when he's on the road, it's HaHolchim B'Toras Hashem. If he's always traveling for the next mitzvah, to learn Torah, to do chesed, that travel itself, he's considered a tamim, because the travel on the way to do a mitzvah is transformed into the mitzvah itself, and that's pshat in that pasuk. And based on that, Rav Hager says, now we can understand the pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, which says, Hisalech lefanai v'yasamim. What exactly was the Kadosh Baruch Hu instructing Avram? So says Rav Hager, what Hashem was asking Avram over here, he was saying, Hisalech lefanai, if you are always walking towards me, then you will always be tamim every second. So is halach lefanai, walk towards me. Anything you do in life, there should be direction. It should always be pointed towards God. What would God want me to do in this situation? And if you do that, the yesamim, no matter where you are, no matter what you do, just like the pasuk in Tehillim, you'll always be a tamim, because you'll always be doing a mitzvah, traveling to a mitzvah, engaged in a mitzvah. You'll always be walking towards Hashem. Says Rav Hager, that's how Noach was praised, when it says he was tamim bidorosav. And Chazal say, tzadik b'masav, v'tamim bidrachav. So Noach was tamim bidrachav. That not only was, when he was doing the mitzvah, he was tzadik b'maisav, but even bidrachav, whenever he was on the road, he was traveling, he was still tamim. He still was thinking about what would God want from me. Interestingly, I saw Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Darash Moshe, in Parshas Lech Lecha, has a different pshat in this pasuk. He says what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was instructing Avram when he said, Hisalech lefanai v'yasamim, is the test of doing something when God promises it will be good without knowing the why. We so badly want to know why things are happening, why do that. You tell me to do it, okay, but why? Why do I have to do that? And that was actually the test of the Akedah, as Yitzchak was told to do something, but he wasn't told why. And that was the test here by Lech Lecha. Why couldn't Hashem make my name great where I am? Why do I have to go there? Can you imagine that a regular person would have had those type of thoughts? So the test for Avraham Avinu was not to be maharer, not to have these type of why questions when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something. And that's what Hashem means when he says, Hishalich lefanai, walk before me. Almost like being makdim nasa tenishma. Hisalach lefanai, just walk. Walk before me. Don't ask why. V'yatamim. And then everything you do will be because I said so, and not because you need to justify and explain the logic in your own mind. You'll be doing it simply and purely because of Gosh Baruch Hu says it. That's the pshat of Rav Moshe on this pasuk, whereas the Masik Eliezer had the pshat we said earlier, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was instructing Avram that as long as you're walking and engaging, going towards doing a mitzvah, then every second you're actually involved in a mitzvah itself. That's a little bit about Rabbi Eliezer Hager and his Sefer Damesek Eliezer.